Is that okay?
好，各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sister.
很高兴来到神的家中分享信息。
It's my pleasure to come to God's sanctuary to share with you the word of God.
一开始我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们恭敬地把以下的时间交托在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we just place our remaining times into your hands.
恳求真理的圣灵引导我们。
May the Spirit of the truth continue to guide us.
使我们听了能够明白。
So that we can understand when we listen your word.
也能够在我们的生活当中发生功效。
And this word can be effective in our daily life.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我的题目是耶稣基督的福音。那这句话出自于马可福音一章一节，就是神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
So today my sermon is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. This is from the Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. It's the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the beginning of the Gospel.
那一说到福音，多数人会想到说啊，福音就是一个说给人听的信息。那很少人会想到，哎，福音是一种生活方式。
So normally when we hear the Gospel, we always think that this is a message we tell some people. But normally, but actually, the Gospel is something that we can add out in our life.
大部分的人会认为福音只是就信耶稣上天堂的信息。
Most of the people think that believing in gospel is going to the heaven.
很少人会想到福音是一个改变人生的生活方式。
Normally, people won't think that gospel actually is a transformation of life.
可是在圣经里这个福音既是一个信息，也是一种生活方式。
Actually, in the Bible, the gospel not only is a message, but also the way how you live.
那如果福音只是一个信息，弟兄姐妹想想说讲这个信息需要多久，多长的篇幅。
If the gospel is only the message, how long it would take to tell this message, this gospel?
大概只要一张圣经就够了。
Normally you just pay attention and listen, it would be enough.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
为了世人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Crucified on the cross before the sins of the world.
信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那讲完了。
That is it.
你要不要信耶稣？
Do you want to believe in Jesus?
可是四本福音书总共有几章呢？
But normally in the fourth gospel in the Bible, how many chapters altogether?
89章。
There are 89 chapters.
马太28章。
In Matthew 28 chapters.
马可16章。
Mark16 chapters.
路加24章。
Luke 24 chapters.
约翰21章，总共89章。
So John is 21 chapters, altogether 84 chapters.
那这89章大部分在讲什么呢？
So in throughout this 89 chapter, what did this fourth gospel tell us?
大部分在讲耶稣的生活方式。
Most of the time it tells us about the life of Jesus.
耶稣说了些什么？耶稣做了些什么
？What did Jesus say and what did Jesus do？
耶稣如何与税吏、罪人、娼妓相处
？How did Jesus live together with prostitute, with the tax collectors？
又如何与宗教人士相处
？How he deal with the religious workers？
当然还有如何与门徒相处
？That's definitely also with the disciples。
那税吏长撒该，大家都很讨厌他。
Many
那耶稣如何对待撒该
？Many people dislike Zacchaeus, the tax collector. How did Jesus treat him？
那安息日都知道不可以做工，可是当耶稣在安息日遇到一个病患的时候，哎，有没有去医治他
？So during the Sabbath, actually, a Jewish cannot do any work. But what did Jesus do on the Sabbath? He killed the people.
有一个。犯了奸淫罪的一个女人，那耶稣说：“哦，你们没有罪的人可以丢第一块石头。”哎，那大家有没有人丢石头
？So a woman who committed adultery, people want to stone her to death. And Jesus said, "Whoever has no sin can throw the first stone to her."
法利赛人是 有史以来最严谨的宗教人士，那耶稣有没有骂他们假冒为善？然后骂的时候骂的凶不凶？
So when the Pharisee actually is the most strict religious workers during that time, when Jesus reprimand them, how did Jesus reprimand them so serious?
那人人避之唯恐不及的大麻风病患，当他们来恳求耶稣怜悯的时候，耶稣是赶他们走呢，还是伸出手来摸他们？
So whenever Jesus encountered leprosy, how did Jesus treat him?He actually reached out his hand to touch him.
那应该非常了解耶稣的门徒，他们彼此相争，谁为大？耶稣对他们说了些什么？
So when the disciple Jesus Christ they strive to get to be the first one among the disciple, how did Jesus say to them?
那弟兄姐妹，福音书记载耶稣基督的言行，多过记载耶稣基督的出生跟他十字架的总和。
So whenever you read the gospel, actually you see the life how Jesus lived on this earth, how he say, how he did, is more than the story of Christmas and story of crucifixion.
事实上是福音书里面有耶稣的降生跟十字架，也有耶稣的生活方式。
Actually, in the Bible, in the gospel, you can find the crucifixion story, the birth of Jesus Christ, as well as his saying and his doing.
这信耶稣使我们的生命得救，但是耶稣的生活方式使我们的生活得救，那个这个才是耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ not only saved our soul, the only transformed our life, that actually is part of the gospel, Jesus Christ.
是不是每一个传福音的人都很忠心的在传耶稣基督的福音呢？
So if everyone who preached the gospel really loyalty to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
那当然不是了。你跟我都知道，当然不是。
You and I, of course, we all acknowledge that we're not.
那我来读一段经文，大家会看到2000年前就有人在传所谓的别的福音。
Now we are reading to you the scripture from the Bible 2,000 years ago, the different gospel that people preach.
我希冀你们这么快离开那借基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ.And turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even if we or angel from heaven should preach the gospel other than the one we preach to you,Let them be under God's curse.
我来解释一下这个圣经的背景。
Let me explain to you the background, the context of these scriptures.
保罗第一次宣教之旅，他就是来到加拉太省，罗马的加拉太省的一些地方，包括这地名也许不需要翻译，就是比西里的安提阿、以哥念、路斯德这些城市，领人归主，而且建立教会。
On the first journey of mission journey of Paul, he went to the Galatians in Asia Minor, including the Pisidians, and so on.
那保罗走了以后，那个异端就进入了新成立的教会，而且影响了一大批的信徒。于是保罗他以使徒的身份写了这本书《加拉太书》，目的是叫他们不要去跟从别的福音。
So after Paul left the churches, people and the people just came into the church and to spread a different gospel to them. That is why Paul wrote this letter to the churches to, in order to let them know this the people sharing the different gospel.
弟兄姐妹，其实一直哈就两千年来一直有两种福音在传，一种是耶稣基督的福音，那另外一种就是别的福音。
So throughout these 2,000 years of church history, we see there will be two kinds of gospel. One is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the other one is a different gospel.
那保罗就说了，哦，别的福音啊，哦，其实那个并不是福音。不过有些人要搅扰你们，把基督的福音更改了。
So Paul here said that is a different gospel, because people want to draw you into the confusion.
就大家注意一下圣经是怎么说的，他不是说取代，他是说更改。
So the Bible doesn't say replace, but it said change.
它就是改变了福音的性质。
It changed the truthfulness of the gospel.
就是撒旦非常的聪明，他只是更改福音，他没有取代福音。
This is the craftiness and shrewdness of the Satan. He's not replace the gospel, but he changed the gospel.
因为取代就是你取代一个东西很明显，你一看就发现了。
So actually, it's very obvious if you replace something.
原来这里放了一个十字架，那你把十字架拿走，改放一个圆圈，那别人会怎么说？
So if you put originally you put a cross over here, and later on you replace it with the circle, how do people would say it?
人家一看就知道了，你怎么把十字架换成一个圆圈？
It's very obvious people will see that you replace the cross with a circle.
那更改却不一样。
But the changing is different.
十字架还在这里没有动，可是它左边放了一个太阳，右边放了一个月亮。
But put the cross in the middle, and then we have a sun at the right and the moon on the left.
大家一看说，我有看到十字架，所以就没有人讲话。
So people said, oh, I see the cross, so people won't say anything.
但是这个还是耶稣基督的福音吗？
This is still the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有人说是啊，当然是啊，有十字架啊。
Because there's a cross there, so this is still the gospel of Jesus Christ.
有人说不是啊，耶稣基督的福音只有十字架，旁边没有东西的。
But some people say the gospel of Jesus Christ only with the cross, nothing is at the side.
那异端是什么？
What is the cult?
异端不是拿走十字架，拿走耶稣，而是把他们更改，把他们变质。
How is change the essence of the gospel? You're changing the message of the gospel.
有人把耶稣基督的福音更改了，保罗说那不是福音。
So when people change the gospel, the message, Paul said that is not the gospel.
那每一个时代哈，两千年来就都会出现具有时代特色的别的福音。
So in every period of time, we'll always see the very distinct character of the gospel.
给大家一点圣经背景，就在新约时代有两个别的福音。
There's two kinds of the different gospel during the time of the New Testament.
一个是具有律法主义特色的别的福音。
One type of the character of the gospel is filled with the law.
就是说一个人信要得救的话，除了信耶稣之外，还需要受割礼，旁边多了一个太阳。
People said when you receive Christ, the gospel, and be saved, not only that you need to do something, that's why it's adding the sun on the side.
这个是保罗书信所面对的异端。
This is one of the cult that Paul encountered.
过了几年之后，出现第二个异端，叫做诺斯底主义。
After a few years,They encounter another gospel, another cult, which is Gnosticism.
他说：“哦，耶稣啊，他只有灵魂，没有实体哦，那个没有这个 body。”
This Gnosticism said that you only have soul without physical bodies.
那这是彼得书信跟约翰书信所面对的异端。
This is the cult that the book of Peter
做工不会停止的，所以两
John encounter.
我们知道撒旦很勤劳，他做工不会停止的，所以两千年来。这个异端呢就没有断过。
We know that Satan keep working to destroy the message throughout this century, throughout the history.
那到了二十一世纪的今天，那我们这个时代具有时代特色的别的福音是什么呢
？So in this 21st century, what kind of characteristic of the cultic message do we have？
哦，在二十一世纪，那当然就是繁荣福音了，就是健康与财富福音了。
Okay, in our 21st century, we have the prosperity gospel.
那除了别的福音，还有个真的福音，就是耶稣基督的福音。
So apart from this different gospel, there's one true gospel. There's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那保罗说，无论是什么人啊，甚至是天上的使者，如果天使来更改了耶稣基督的福音，他就应当被咒诅。
But here in the verse said that even the angel who comes from the heaven changed the gospel, let them be under God's curse.
那在圣经里看一个人忠心不忠心呢，是看他有没有更改神的话语。
The way how to be loyal to the gospel of Jesus Christ is the way how we measure how loyalty you are to Christ.
大家知道摩西，那个以色列人在旷野漂流四十年之后，他们来到摩押平原，等待着过约旦河。
You know in the story when Moses led the people of Israel throughout the desert for 40 years when they came to the plain of Moab,
摩西在摩押平原对他们所说的话就记载下来成为我们的生命记。
So Moses told the people of Israel in the plain of Moab and all the word that he told to the people of Israel is recorded as a Deuteronomy.
摩西说我所吩咐你们的话你们不可以加添，也不可以删减，好叫你们谨守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。
So the Moses told the people of Israel, all that I command to you, you cannot. All that I command to you is from the Lord God Jehovah. Cannot add anything or subtract anything from the word of God.
那摩西跟保罗都是神忠心的仆人。
And Moses and Apostle, they are all the faithful servant of the Lord.
因为他们敬畏神的缘故，所以他们不敢更改神的启示。
Because they fear God, that they don't change, they didn't change the word of God.
所以他们就忠心传讲耶稣基督的福音。
They faithfully preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗对提摩太的劝勉说：“务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心。”必用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
This is the word that Paul to the Timothy, his disciple. He said, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions.
我想下面的一段话值得我们注意。
I think we need to pay attention to the next verse.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒。就随从自己的情欲增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
The verse here said, "For the time will come when people will not put out with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myth."
Would 出现一个时代，你跟他好好的讲神的话语，他不要听。
There will be a time when you faithfully preach the gospel, people won't listen.
但是你跟他胡扯的时候，他就很爱听。
But if you say something, something naive, something different, he will listen. Interesting.
二十一世纪，当然了，这是一个繁荣的世纪。
This 21st century is a prosperous times.
我们的别的福音当然就是繁荣福音了。
This different gospel actually is a gospel of prosperity.
在繁荣福音里你会听到什么？
What kind of a message you can hear from this gospel, prosperity gospel?
说听不到什么好了，你几乎听不到有人会讲耶稣基督，更听不到十字架。可是你听到许多神的恩宠，神的祝福。
You don't really listen much about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's cross.But you listen more about how Jesus, how God cares and loves and bless you.
他教导你要有积极的思想跟乐观的态度，要相信神是帮助你的，他必使你健康兴旺。
He said, you need to have a positive mindset and believe in God, have a good, great faith, and God will bless you with prosperity, wealth, and health.
就是。大大的放在台上的一边是健康，一边是财富，但是有没有十字架呢
？So this is like you putting the health and wealth on the stage. Is there any cross there?
就是有一个啦，很小，放在后面后台的道具箱里面，偶尔过节的时候拿出来用一下。
Maybe there's one cross, but it's a tiny, a little cross, putting the two bars. Whenever there's a season of greetings, like Christmas, they will take out the cross.
那耶稣只是一个龙套，他不但不是主角，他连配角都不是。
So Jesus Christ is not the main character, but he's just a just unimportant characters.
可是积极的思想跟乐观的态度不是很好吗？繁荣福音也有它的贡献啊。
The positive mindset and optimistic actually is a contribution of the gospel of prosperity.
但是任何一个把耶稣变成龙套，把十字架变成道具的所谓的福音，它正确的定位就是别的福音。
So if we change and put Jesus Christ in the different character and he is not the main character, that is a different gospel.
他拿走了永生的泉源，放一杯可乐在那里，对口渴的人说，喝吧，这是我特别为你调制的饮料。
The message that they replace this living water of Jesus Christ with a Coca-Cola, that is the way how they can solve your thirsty.
人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。这是时代的特色。
This is the characteristic of this time. People will turn their ears away from the truth.
保罗的时代就已经遇到过的了，但是他对提摩太说：“提摩太，我告诉你，你务要传道。”
So this is a situation that Paul facing encounter during his time. That's why he admonished to Timothy, his disciple, you need to pay attention.
马可福音总共有十六章。
Mark,
the Gospel of Mark.
The Gospel of Mark.
Yeah, 16 chapters.
There are 16 chapters in the Gospel of Mark.
Yeah. 第一章讲福音的起头。
The first chapter talking about the beginning of the gospel.
中间那一章，第八章讲福音的核心。
The chapter 8 talking about the gospel.
最后一章第十六章讲福音的广传，非常的对称。
And the last chapter talking about the proclamation, the spread of the gospel.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel, Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他一开始有讲两件事情啊，耶稣是谁，福音是什么。
So first it mentioned two things, who is Jesus Christ and what is the gospel.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God.
福音是耶稣基督的福音。
What is gospel? The gospel is a gospel about Jesus Christ.
这大概是关于福音最重要的定义。
This is the most important of the definition of the gospel.
我跟弟兄姐妹分享一下，那个其实最基本的东西是最重要的。
I want to share with you, brother and sister, the most important thing is the foundation.
耶稣是谁啦
？Who is Jesus？
什么是福音啦
？What is gospel？
什么是教会啊
？What is church？
哎，大使命到底是什么
？What is the Great Commission？
那很多时候基督徒，没有办法给一个正确的答案。
Most of the time, Christian cannot give the exact answers.
马可福音第一章告诉我们这两件事情。那在两千年前最重要的其实是第一个问题，就是耶稣是谁。
So this is how the start in the Mark chapter 1 verse 1. So the question here is, what is the gospel?
使徒去传福音的时候，他们就告诉大家说，哦，耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子。
When the apostle went out to preach the gospel, they proclaimed that Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那这里面有个关键词，就是耶稣是基督。
So there is one critical word in this message, that is Jesus is the Christ.
大家知道说不是耶稣基督，而是耶稣是基督。
It's not Jesus Christ, but Jesus is Christ.
在那个使徒行传里面就不停地讲这句话，就使徒做见证的时候，他们不断的就说，他们证明耶稣是基督。
So you can see in the book of Acts, repeatedly the apostle keep proclaiming this message that Jesus is Christ.
基督就是弥赛亚，他们证明耶稣就是弥赛亚。
They testify that Jesus is Christ, is Messiah.
那两千年后之后的今天呢，最迫切的是第二个问题了。
Now, 2,000 years later, now we come to another question.
就是福音是什么嘛？
So we ask, what's the gospel?
就是对耶稣是谁，就耶稣的身份，就到现在不会有争论的。就算是异端，他们也不会在耶稣的身份上做文章。
So even though many cults made a lot of a story or different saying of Jesus Christ, but this gospel never changed.
那问题就出在福音是什么？ 就传道人传的是什么福音，听的人听的是什么福音。
So actually what the preacher preach, the listener or the congregation will get the message, will get what the preacher said.
现在所谓的基督徒所传的、所实践的、所奉为圭臬的是繁荣福音、社会福音、政治福音、民族福音、民粹福音、心理学福音、神学福音，还是耶稣基督的福音？
So what kind of gospel that we hear today is a social gospel, is a prosperity gospel, is the philosophy gospel, all kinds of different gospel. It's not a gospel of Jesus Christ that we heard today.
以下的经文我读一下，就是照这话约翰来的，这都是在马可福音一开始的记载。我的目的是要弟兄姐妹看看圣经是怎么记载的哈，大家直接看神的话吧哈。就照这话约翰来了，在旷野施浸，传悔改的敬礼，使罪得赦。犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的浸。
So here we come to this verse.And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sin. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
So after John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
主耶稣告诉我们说，根据神的时间表的日期已经满了，现在就是了，因为神的儿子已经来到人间。
According to the time schedule of Jesus, now is the time. The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near.
他也告诉我们对福音一个正确的态度，就是要相信跟悔改，你们当悔改信福音。
So Jesus tell us the right attitude that we the right attitude to the gospel, that is let us repent and believe the gospel, the good news.
还有一件事情每一本福音书都记载了，就是耶稣他呼召门徒。
So one more thing that the gospel tell us isJesus called out disciples.
就是耶稣他为什么要呼召门徒？
Now, what's the reason of Jesus calling out disciples?
神的儿子自己有能力完成救恩啊。
Actually, God the Son is able to finish the task by himself.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
So as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
So he said, come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their net and followed him.
耶稣呼召门徒来跟从他，那门徒的反应就门徒舍了网立刻就跟从了他，其实呢就是给所谓的信耶稣这件事情下了一个很鲜明的一个注脚，告诉我们哦，这个叫做信耶稣。
So when Jesus called a disciple, and this disciple they left the net and they follow him. Actually the way how the disciple respond to Jesus isThe lesson that we can learn today is a very vivid example, being the disciple of Jesus Christ.
那真的福音只有一个了，就是神的儿子耶稣基督的福音。
There's only one gospel, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那接受福音的方法是悔改跟相信。
The way to receive the gospel is repent and believe in Him.
那信耶稣的具体表现是跟从耶稣。
And the vivid way to show and display.Your obedience is to follow him.
我现在来到中间的部分，就是马可第八章。
Now we come to the chapter 8 of the Gospel of Mark.
所谓的这个大任性。
This is a great confession.
Okay, 我把经文读一遍。耶稣和门徒出去，往该撒利亚腓利比的村庄去，在路上问门徒说，人说我是谁？他们说，哦，有人说是施浸的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知里的一位。
So Jesus and disciples went on to the village around the Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" They reply, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets."
又问他们说，你们说我是谁？彼得回答说，你是基督。
But what about you? He asked, "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah."
从此他教训他们说，人子必受许多的苦，被长老祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teacher of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
弟兄姐妹，这里是福音的核心的部分，就是马可福音，他把这个大确信，做一个分水岭。将这个确认耶稣的身份跟事工就放在整本书的中央。
So this is the core belief of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Mark put this as a central piece in the book of Mark. Said that, and then the way how we believe in him and we follow him, and who he is.
那这个是经文的连续哈，接着耶稣就说了这一段话，我读一遍。于是叫众人和门徒来。耶稣说了自己要受难跟复活之后，他说对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。
This is a scripture following the verse we read just now, and Jesus continually said, then he called a crowd to him along with his disciple and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it."
人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What good it is for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit the soul, or what can anyone give in exchange for the soul?
这些话是连续的哈，就是他不是分开来，耶稣是连着讲的。
So Jesus actually continued teaching. All this was joined together, not separately.
就一个人他确信耶稣，并且相信他之后，那耶稣对他们的这些人的回应是说：“哦，那你现在可以背起你的十字架来跟从我。”
So whoever believes and receives Jesus Christ, the consequence is you need to bear out your own cross and follow him.
耶稣所说的生命是真正的生命，包括你的身心灵、今生和永生。
So the life that Jesus thought about actually is a true life, including your body, soul, and spirit, temporal and eternal life.
耶稣说，凡要救自己生命的，也就是说为自己而活的人呢，他会丧掉生命。
So Jesus said here, whoever wants to save their life, which means live for themselves, will lose it.
那耶稣说，凡为耶稣和福音丧掉生命的，也就是为主而活的人呢，必得着生命。
And Jesus continued to say, whoever loses their life for Jesus and for the gospel, which is live for the Lord, will save it.
因为福音的核心是神的儿子到人间来牺牲自己。
Because the core belief of the gospel is Jesus Christ coming to this earth to die and to sacrifice himself for us.
我们基督徒的中心信仰其实，牺牲的爱。
So actually, the core message of of the message being the disciple of Christ is to live out the sacrificial love.
这就是为什么繁荣福音会出问题的地方，因为它核心价值出了问题。
This is the problem of the prosperity gospel because it actually lose the core value of the gospel.
健康与财富基本上是一个人以自己为中心，要这位神带给我所需要的好处。
Actually, wealth and health is a people's own desire. It's a center of the human heart.
而耶稣基督的福音是说，为了爱别人的缘故，你需要舍己。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ is you because of the love for other people, you need to sacrifice yourself.
它刚好是180度，是两极的。
This is a two different ways of seeing. It's a 180 degree difference.
我们现在有这个 pandemic.我讲一个历史上的故事。
This is the example that we can have in during this pandemic.
罗马帝国的时候，165到180 AD， 罗马城爆发了大瘟疫，死了大概500万人，历史的记载。
So during the 165 to 180 AD, during that period of time under the Roman government, there is a pandemic happening there.
那一次呢, 罗马皇帝自己也死了。
At that time, the Roman emperor also died because of that pandemic.
圣经学者 William Barclay 他说, 哦, 那一次啊, 很多罗马人, 他们是弃城而逃。 他们甚至把那些生病的家人呢, 就弃之不顾, 就丢在那里, 他们逃走了。
The William Barclay, the Bible scholar said that during that time, many Roman citizens, they left their own family, they run away. Even that their family, they suffer from this pandemic, they just left them.
谁留下来呢? 说, 哦, 结果那次只有基督徒留下来, 而且他们留下来, 不但是说哦照顾自己的基督徒，那些被人丢在那里没人管的，那基督徒也去照顾他们。So
during that period of time, only Christians left in the city and taking care of their own family, as well as those left by the Roman citizens. Those family left by the Roman citizens.
等到瘟疫过完了，那罗马人回家一看，哎，自己丢在那里的家人，基督徒却去照顾他，心里被感动了。So
when
结果信主的人就增加了许多。So
during that period of time after the pandemic, the Romans came back to their own town. They discovered that there was a Christian taking care of their own family. They were so moved, and then they believed in this gospel.
那弟兄姐妹，很多人以为说啊，福音啊，谁去传福音啊？就是保罗啦、彼得啦、约翰的，就是他们几位使徒传开的。大家想想，那罗马帝国有多大？怎么可能是这几个人传的？其实是
Most of the thing that who actually preaching the gospel during that period of time, Paul, John, Peter, all these great disciples, Jesus Christ. But if you imagine how great, how big is the Roman Empire, how many people there at that time, actually this is a group of Christians proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people, and people come to him.
就是他们不但是用口去传，也用他们的爱心、他们的勇气来传福音。
Not only they preach the gospel through their mouth, but they also display and manifest the power of the gospel through their life.
就是这些罗马人、这些外邦人，其实他们并不懂你的教义，但是他们懂得你的勇气，还有你高贵的情操。
So actually, this Roman doesn't look at your word, but they look how you live out this gospel, how you sacrifice yourself.
你如果没有东西来凸显自己的信仰的话，他们是不会动容的。
If you don't really manifest something out of this gospel in your life, people won't believe, people won't be convinced.
我认识一对年轻的夫妇，今年他们搬到 downtown LA 去。I
know one young couple, they just moved to downtown LA.
一般人都是从好的区域搬到好的区域，他们是从好区域搬到坏区域。
Normally, people will move from the good area, from bad area to good areas, but this couple actually is the other way.
他们在那里拓荒，他们有个小 baby 推着 stroller 碰到人就跟他们传福音。
So whenever they walk on the street with the baby on the stroller, they keep preaching the gospel.
一开始人不多，但是慢慢的开始有人接触他们。
So in the beginning, there's less people, but when time comes by, more and more people comes to faith.
那在pandemic的时候，他们做了一件事情，我读一下他写给我的信。
During this pandemic, they did one thing. So I just read to you the letter they wrote to me.
他说，哦，很多年轻的朋友啊，他们关心邻居，关心正义、公平、爱心，他们也怜悯那些软弱的人。
So a lot of people, they really take, they have a passion. Passion to take care of the neighbors, the people around them. They are full of love.
在这个疫情当中，大家也渴望人性有更多的盼望，人类有美善光明的一面，哈，这是他们内心的需求和盼望。During
this pandemic, people was desire the light, the hope, and also the love from other people during this difficult times.
而且主赐给我们爱人如己的命令，我们更要教导大家神的爱和爱的命令。Because
God loves us, He teaches us about what is love, what love is. That's why we need to display that kind of love to other people.
他说，所以呢，我们就跟一位黑人的基督徒姐妹啊，她所带领的慈善机构呢，开始做什么呢？做这个 homeless 社区的服事，帮助那些在 LA Skid Row 帐篷村 Tent City 帮助那些人。
So there's a helping organization downtown in LA as the black lady helping him to take care of the homeless people.
他说我们这些参加社区服事的人呢，就信靠主，他就克服了两个恐惧。
We who serve this who do this community service, we actually overcome two kinds of struggles.
第一个就是对疫情的恐惧。
The first struggle is we overcome the fear toward this pandemic.
我们跑到那里会不会被传染呢
？So we fear that we be infected by this pandemic.
对那些第二个恐惧就是说对那些 homeless 人的恐惧，他们是不是很可怕呀？
The second fear is toward these homeless people. Sometimes homeless people is,
yeah, is. 就他们刚开始呢，就怕这些人来到 Skid Row 的时候，就大家都很紧张。
So when they start reaching out to this kind of people, they kind of like get very agitated.
然后他们就是一家一家的去探访，去问候，还分这个。饭盒跟带着饭盒去，然后分衣服。那大家发现呢，其实那些人呢，他们很感谢我们去关心他们，而且还有些就一起庆祝过生日。
They visit from homes to home. They distribute clothes, food, and to them. First of all, and later on, they found that all these people actually really appreciate what they do and really appreciate the love.
然后这些人就开始帮助我们一起来打扫啊，丢垃圾。
And all these people, they help each other to clean, to do the cleaning, and drawing out the trash.
他说，弟兄姐妹用爱心去服侍，反而看见人心里的爱、怜悯、恩典、良善的重要性，同时意识到了这个罪恶、黑暗、冷酷的世界和罪人的现实。
So now, because of this community service and serving all these people, they see the light, the hope, the love, and during this difficult and dark, the time of In darkness.
他说因为这次服事的缘故呢，大家更渴望神的爱、福音、新生命，基督徒对世界所带来的影响。
This is the influence that Christian can bring to this world during this difficult and dark time.
就非常感谢主了，这对夫妇他们是跟从耶稣的人。
Yeah, really thankful to God. This young couple, they're really following Jesus.
他没有教条化，更没有政治化，他只有福音生活化。
Is just put the gospel in the application of in his life, in their life.
其实他们过去曾经来过你们教会。
Actually, they come to your church before.
我们再来看福音的核心，总结一下。
Now we come to the core of the gospel. Let us conclude the message of the gospel.
耶稣是基督永生神的儿子。
First, Jesus is Christ, Messiah, Son of the Eternal God.
耶稣死在十字架上，并且复活。
Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead.
信耶稣的人跟从耶稣，因舍去生命而得到生命。
And those who believe in Jesus follow him, they save their own life by forsaking it.
下面的经文我会把它读一下。好，这是马可福音结束的部分，就到了第十六章了。这样子说，又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受敬的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Now here is the last part of the book of Mark, the proclamation of the gospel. Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
就复活的主赋予门徒使命，叫他们传福音给万民听。
The risen Lord commissioned disciples to preach the gospel to all nations. Okay.
我继续读哈。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
Then、
我这边读的是路加福音。
Now this verse from the book of Luke.Gospel. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, that's why it's written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
耶稣复活了，复活的主要门徒奉主的名传什么道呢？弟兄姐妹，我们传这个道，耶稣说你们要传悔改赦罪的道。
Jesus said you need to preach the gospel of the repentance and forgiveness of sin.
不是传财富健康的道。
Not preaching the gospel of wealth and health.
从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Preaching this word from Jerusalem and to the nations.
以下是几个使徒的见证，我把圣经的记载给大家读一遍。
Here is the testimony of the preachers.
保罗的见证，保罗说：“然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见的，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，传福音报喜信的人，他的脚中何等佳美。”
This is testimony of Paul. How then can they call on the one who have not believed in him? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As this is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Consequently, faithcomes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
就是我做牧师这么多年，有时候会听到有人说，我听了某位弟兄姐妹的见证之后，真的是很感动，我就流泪，我就决定我要信耶稣。
So after being a pastor for many, many years, I always heard people saying that when I hear the very touching testimony,I so move and cry and drop my tears. That's why I believe and accept Jesus Christ.
那有人说，有一天我来教会做礼拜，那个唱诗的时候啊，不晓得怎样，我的眼泪就一直流下来。我真的很感动，我就那天牧师呼召，我就决定我要信耶稣。
So I heard the kind of testimony. People came to the church, and then when in the praise of worship, they heard the song. They so touched and moved, and they cry.And then they made a decision to receive Jesus Christ.
但是圣经怎么说的呢？圣经说信道是从听道来的。
But what did the Bible actually said? The Bible said that faith come from the hearing of the message.
那个美好的见证，动人的诗歌都非常的好。
Testimony, good testimony, people testimony, as well as the good songs, good praising songs, those are all good.
他们使人的心就柔软下来。
They can soften our heart.
然后，他如果那个时候听到了福音，听到了真的道，然后接受耶稣做他的救主，那个时候他就真的得救了。
If he or she hear the message, hear the word, and receive the word, that is the time he repent and believe in the gospel.
但是如果他只是内心很感动，眼中流泪，但是没有人传道给他听，然后他说我信主了，那他信什么主？
So if only touch by the testimony or the sound and without hearing the message or the word of God and what kind of a faith that he has.
这就告诉我们，我们要传道的重要性，因为听道是，信道是从听道来的。
That tells us how important is it to preach the word of God.Because faith comes from hearing the message.
就是在座的，就是你们每个人都可以传道。
Actually, everyone of us here can preach the gospel, the word.
你们的教会可以增长。
Your church can grow.
当弟兄姐妹去传道的时候，教会一定会增长。
If brother and sister go out and preach the gospel, the church will grow.
我刚刚说的那一对夫妇。今年他们已经有两个人信主，两个人受浸。
The young couple I just now share with you, they've already let two people come to faith and be baptized.
因为他们的信念非常的坚定。
Because their faith is so strong.
他们不是，一个是律师，然后一个是 UCLA 在读 PhD， 他们不是说没有办法的才去传道。
One of them is a lawyer, the other one is a PhD candidate in UCLA.
他们有这个信念的时候，就有人会归主。
When you have this conviction, people just come to faith.
然后还有这句话，大家应该熟悉，也是保罗讲的。他说：“哦，犹太人呢、啊，他们是要神迹；希利尼人啊，他们是求智慧。我们呢，我们却是传钉十字架的基督。在犹太人呢为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但是在那蒙召的。”无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
It's also what Paul said. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength.
我在读另外一个人的见证，就是雅各的见证。好，我读经文。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。这讲的真的是很好。你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受什么呢？领受那所栽种的道，就有人把这个道栽在你的心里，那个道呢，就是能够救你们灵魂的道。只是你们自己，你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Here is a testimony of James. He said, "Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself."Do what it says.
行道也就是说把耶稣基督的福音把它给生活出来。
To do the word of God is to practice the word of God in your daily life.
再看最后两个人的见证，第三个是彼得的见证。
Now we look at the testimony of Peter.
彼得说你们蒙了重生啊，这一段话是我个人觉得是新约圣经里面对于这个道这个字解释的最清楚的地方在这里啊，你们蒙了重生是不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。然后他接着就引用一段以赛亚书里的话说：“哦，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。”
This is a testimony of Peter. I personally think that this verse actually is the best way to explain how the word of God is related to us. This was said, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God." And then Peter, here he quotes a word, the word from the book of Isaiah, said, "All people are like grass, and all the glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flower fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever."
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
And this is the word that was preached to you.
所以我们说传道传道，那个福音就是这道。
So when we say preach the word, preach the word, preach the gospel, this is the enduring word of God.
最后我们来看约翰的见证。
Now we look at the testimony of John.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And this is a testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life.Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我非常喜欢圣经这种说法。
I really like the way how the Bible say this part.
就他讲到一个地步，你叫你没有办法去误会他的意思。
The Bible really taught that say until the point that you cannot say anything.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
Whoever had the Son has life.
那没有神的儿子怎样呢？
What will happen for those who doesn't have the Son?
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
就是你顺着看，倒着看，就越看越清楚。
So if this is how either way you see this verse, you will see clearly.
哎呀，我有在教会受洗啦。
People will say, "I've already been baptized."
我得救了。
I'm saved.
圣经从来没有一句话说你在教会受洗你可以得救。
But the Bible never said that when you get baptized, you'll be saved.
它始终的就是同样的信息，就是说信耶稣可以得救。
The only one same message throughout the Bible is,
然后耶稣也会改变我们的生命。
And your life is transformed.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And whoever has a son has life.
感谢主耶稣基督。
Thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
最后跟大家复习一下怎么变成一个基督徒。
Now I'll revise with you together how to become a Christian.
大家也可以回想一下自己是不是经过了这样的程序。就根据我们刚刚所读的这么多的经文，我们知道一个人信主他经过悔改的一个过程，所以第一个就是以谦卑的心向神承认自己是一个罪人。
So now you can look back how you become a Christian, all this process to become a Christian and examine your heart. Here first we admit humbly before God, admit to God that we are a sinner.
耶稣说你们要悔改信福音。
Jesus said,Repent and believe in the gospel.
第二就是相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，为你的罪死在十字架上。
Secondly, is a belief. Believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for the sin.
好，这是 A B C 的 B， 然后最后就是 C 了。
And the last one is C, confess.
就是公开宣告耶稣是你的主和救主。
Is confess properly that Jesus is the Lord and Savior.
只要我们以谦卑的心向主承认我们的罪，然后以信心接受耶稣做我们的主和救主，然后公开的宣告，那弟兄姐妹，我们就会成为神的儿女。
So if we really believe the word and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we repent and we believe in Him, and then we can become the children of God.
好，这是今天的信息，我们一起祷告。
This is a message today. Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，礼拜天的时候，我们可以到你的面前来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you on this Sunday to worship you.
我们看到主耶稣基督的话语，看到他的门徒所见证主的话。
Look at the word of your Son Jesus Christ as well as the apostle word.
愿主耶稣基督的福音在这间教会大大的兴旺。
May the gospel of Jesus Christ be expanded and be prospered in this church.
愿主赐福每位弟兄姐妹。
May God bless every one of us here.
将得救的人加添给教会。
Add to your church more and more of people of God.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.